Kevin Daniels joins us on Sports Byline. He is playing the role of Magic Johnson in the Broadway play Magic Bird. And Kevin, I've known a lot of actors, and I always like to ask them, when you're taking on a role that has to deal with sports, and particularly one of an active athlete, somebody that played the game, not a coach, what are the challenges of that? And I would suppose with somebody who has a persona and a reputation and a career as big as Magic had, that this would be a particularly big challenge. Am I correct in that assumption?
Absolutely. I mean, the first and foremost, what you want to do is you want to capture the essence of the man, you know. And luckily, with someone like, you know, Irvin, like, I mean, Magic is this iconic personality and persona, and you see it oozing out of every, you know, every fiber of his being through the smile, his confidence, the way he walks. And you're like, if you can capture that essence and do justice to that, I think, you know, half the battle is already done for you.
I'm going to assume that you probably were either very young or maybe never saw him play because you're a young man. Am I correct in that? And does that pose certain challenges?
You know, I was really young. I never saw it live, you know, but I've seen tons of footage now, and I'm like, Magic is amazing. I mean, I remember the announcement in 91. I was in high school, and I remember we were all like, wow, what? Because, you know, you follow Magic. You follow the legacy. You follow the whole thing. And it was happening, you know, while I was in high school. And I was like, oh, my God. And I remember the announcement and people being just dumbstruck, I guess, you know, just kind of like, wow, is this great champion? And then here it is. 20 years later, I'm like, that is the champion that he is, you know. It's kind of amazing when he's able to do that.
What type of research are you doing on him in order to be able to portray him accurately?
A lot of it is I'm trying to like watch old game tapes, and I'm trying to watch old interviews. You know, he did a bunch of Arsenio Hall interviews that I've got banked here on the computer, and a lot of like press. You know, him then and him now too, because I want to get his vocal patterns down, and I want to get like how he spoke and how he carried himself. I want to really kind of capture that as best as I can.
Are you also researching his background, where he grew up and everything, to give you some indication about the foundation of who he was and how that shaped his personality?
Absolutely. He's got this biography that he wrote a few years back that I just actually got my hands on, that I'm trying to get a good, you know, study and a good, like, history of, like, what it was like growing up, you know, as a poor kid in Lansing, and, like, what was it like, you know, being at MSU, like, what was it like? I want to see all these things, because we touched on that in the play. You know, you get, like, a little bit of his background, his father, and, like, his brothers, and it's kind of like, what made this man the champion he is? So it's like, any source material you can get at all, I mean, you don't want to get your hands on, you want to get dirty. You know?
You have been particularly successful in all the mediums of entertainment. I'm talking about television, I'm talking about the live theater as well in New York, mm-hmm. and movies as well. What is the dynamic of portraying somebody like a Magic Johnson in a sports play that is different on stage as compared to in the movies?
Wow, what's the difference? You know, I don't know how to answer that, because you've got the, you know, it's a sports play, it's a sports drama, but it's essentially a drama about these two men, you know, and these two champions in their quest to, like, be the best at their field. You know what I mean? And the challenges, as me as an actress, I capture the man, but I'm also like, you know, I'm a fan of basketball, I'm a fan of Magic and the Lakers, but, you know, if I could play like Magic, you know, I'd be in the NBA. So the challenge for me is trying to figure out how to, like, you know, capture this phenomenon and how he moved and what he, and how, you know, he handled the ball. And, like, I mean, he was just kind of like, I mean, he was literally Magic with the ball, you know, just the Rock, you know what I'm like? So I try to capture that, incorporating that movement, so when you watch the show, the audience can be transported and see that, you know?
One of the things that came to my mind is that, you know this as well as I do, when it comes to movies, if it's not a good take, you say cut and let's do that again. When you're
right,
on the stage,
right.
Kevin...
You don't get to do that on stage. You don't get to do that on stage. You know, and that's the thing, there was a joke, you know, about old theater actors that talk about how you can make... they pay you so well in film and television, they really make a lot of money for... not a lot of time, and yet in theater, it's like you go and you rehearse for, like, you know, a month, 2 months, and then you do 8 shows a week, and it's a live audience, and it's just this run, and they pay you, you know, next to nothing. Not on Broadway, but, like, you know, in just theater in general, it's not nearly the amount of money you'd make in, like, film and television, but you almost do twice the amount of work. You know, it's like because you really got to get this nailed down. So because anything can happen in live theater.
Let me ask you about the play itself. Is there going to be athletic? Will there be games on the stage? How is it going to be staged, this Magic Bird play?
You know, it's actually a really, really great piece because it involves a lot of multimedia. So you'll actually be able to, while you're there, they've set it up, and it'll feel like the way they want the drama to go is they want it to feel like you're actually at a basketball game. You know, and it's a series of scenes and vignettes from both these men's lives. You know, starting at the 79 championship game. You know, you start there and you'll see archival footage actually in the game, and then we'll cut to the actors reenacting, you know, various parts for the games or after the games. And then there's a, I don't want to say too much, but there's a little integral part of the plot that involves the two of us playing against each other.
Yeah, interesting you bring that up, Kevin, because most of my friends will say, the actor friends that I have will say the challenge is that everybody has played basketball, they played baseball, they played football, so they know the sport well enough to know whether it really does reflect truly what happens in a game. And so that's why I wondered whether there was going to be any athletic endeavor involved here.
Yeah. I mean, they've got us. They haven't let us in on the entire schedule, but I know there's going to be a pretty rigorous athletic portion in this production.
You know,
and they wanted to prepare us for that. We're like, all right, let's take it on. You know, but it's great. It's just another challenge.
You know, Kevin, knowing both these men as I do, because I was in Boston when Larry was playing basketball there, and I did the Celtics for a while, and certainly I got to know Magic a little bit here on the West Coast. And it strikes me, and I don't know whether it strikes you the same way, is that while both of these guys were individually great players, the real essence is the fact that they played at the same time on teams that were, you know, the iconic teams in professional basketball. Mm-hmm. And without each other, Kevin, you know, they may not have been as great as they turned out to be. Do you get that same sense?
I feel the same sense. I mean, these guys essentially turned around the NBA. You know what I mean? The fact that they were in there, I mean, people weren't buying tickets. People weren't, you know, people weren't watching it on television. It's like suddenly they had this great rivalry between these two historic franchises and these, you know, incredible champions who were there at the same time. And I feel like that revitalized the entire sport and actually made each of them play harder, you know, like challenge themselves. Because I was watching the HBO, this great documentary of the two of them and this whole period. And they talk about how, you know, whenever they got out to play, they were always thinking about what's Magic doing, you know, what's Larry doing, how many did he get, what was, you know, and it just made them play harder and harder and harder. At one point, you know, Larry's trying to get 100 free throws. I'm like, are you looking at 100 free throws a game? What are you doing? You know, it's like, can I get 100? Can I get 100? Wow.
You know, one of the things about Larry Bird that a lot of people may not be familiar with, he was one of the truly great trash talkers in basketball.
Right. Just quick-tempered in the whole thing.
Yeah. And I,
that was awesome.
I also found out, you know, and knowing both of these guys, that they were a little bit like Muhammad Ali in that they needed to have challenge. And Michael Jordan was the same way. He liked to have controversy. He would say to his teammates, you know, by the way, so-and-so said this about us. Even though the guy never said that about the Bulls.
Just to stir it up. You know, he wanted to be a little wild on it.
Yeah.
Keep the guys on their toes, that's all. So there's a great line from Terminator, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger says to the kid, you know, anger is much more valuable than despair.
Yeah.
I'm like, right.
Yeah, have you had a chance to talk to Tug Coker, who is going to be your co-star playing Larry Bird?
I did. I talked to Tug. I think it was the offer I came through on my birthday, so it was quite a big birthday gift. And he had done a show with a friend of mine in D.C., so I got his number, called him up, and he also lives in L.A. You know, we just kind of talked about what our audition process was like and, you know, what to look forward to. And, you know, and I told him, hey, man, like, I understand that Magic is known for his basketball skills. I am not. So I kind of need you to. And he goes, I got you. So, you know, we took a couple of little training sessions between us.
Well, Tug is going to have the bigger challenge because you know how a lot of people say about white guys can't jump and everything.
Yeah, exactly right. Brilliant.
The other thing that comes to my mind on this, Kevin, is that knowing the personality of both of these guys and how, you know, big it was and how much they meant to professional basketball. Are you intimidated to any degree of not being able to capture it to the degree that it deserves to be captured? I mean, I can't think of many people who would want to try to take on a challenge like this, knowing that these guys are so big.
You know, it's funny. I think as soon as you try to, like, capture the legend, you already shot yourself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all you've got, I think any time you approach one of these iconic characters, you know, and I've been really fortunate in my career because I've gotten the chance to portray a couple, I got to do Martin Luther King in a production for LA Theater Works. And I remember thinking the same thing. I was like, how am I going to do Martin Luther King? Everyone knows these speeches. Everyone knows this man. And it was about finding out what his humanity was. You know what I mean? I did all my research. I managed to get his vocal patterns down. I got a speech. And I had a man come and see the show, and he said, I was in the church when he gave that sanitation work speech. And he goes, you moved me to tears from that. And I was like, that's him. You know, like, you can't, I think these guys are legendary for a reason. It's because of who they are as men. And I think your job as an actor is to find the truth in that, and then you let what happens happen. You know, but as soon as you go, well, I'm going, you can't do that. You just can't. You know, I can't go in and be another Magic Johnson. I can go and I can give you the essence of this guy, you know, as my skills as an actor, and I think that his legend will shine through. Hopefully, that's the task.
Does the adage apply here, Kevin? KISS, keep it simple, stupid, when you take on a role like this?
Absolutely. Keep it simple, stupid. I love that. Keep it simple. Really, it's just like you just keep it simple. Go in, find the truth of the guy. You know, get the speed. You got a great script behind you. You got a great story behind you. And just, you know, listen and respond like any other role.
Have you also looked into the fact that, you know, obviously Magic playing in Los Angeles and it was Showtime there, and Larry playing back in Boston, which was kind of a little bit more New England state, how that factored into their relationship and also kind of molded each one of them as players?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, it's so funny. I was thinking about, like, as far as the race issue, you know, that kind of came up in that time, and it was so interesting, like, just reading about the history of that and how, you know, because the Celtics, you know, were in New England, and a lot of folks felt like this was going to be, you know, Larry was going to be the great white hope, and this was, you know, versus this really flashy and gregarious guy on the West Coast, and how both of them didn't want anything to do with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't play, and I think that was just so wonderful. They didn't play any of those stereotypes. It's like, look, I'm just playing the game. I'm going to be the best that I can be, and I respected them for that. And it was kind of like the media that made that hype up about that, but it really made it such an exciting time.
We only have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you a basketball question. I know you're a Lakers fan. When you take a look at the guys that play professional basketball, and I know you played basketball in high school, the average fan usually can't relate to their skill level, but tell me what you see when you see a pro basketball player on the court.
Oh, just genius. Physical excellence personified. You know, like, just things like grace, quickness, just the kinesthetic intelligence you've got to have in order to really function at the level that these guys do. It's just off the charts. You know, you watch them and you're like, right, this is someone at the peak physical condition, just top mental acuity, just ready to go. You know, like the agility these guys have, it's just beyond description.
We got about 30 seconds left, but what was it that drove you, Kevin, in this direction in life, to acting?
You know, I think it was something I saw when I was a child, and it was a really goofy TV show. A goofy little theater show my mom took me to called Bob Gloves, and I thought the kids were great. They were my age, and there was an older actor there who ended up being a big celebrity kind of in the Texas area, and I thought, I'd like to do this. I had no idea what it really all involved. And then once I got accepted into Juilliard and I got to work with, you know, actors who really took the craft seriously and I got to learn what it was like to kind of delve into someone else, it really just, I was like, I have to do this. I want to do this. And I've been so blessed and fortunate in my career. I've got a chance to work with some amazing, you know, writers, actors, and directors. It's just been, you know, a dream come true. And now to get a chance to portray Magic is just such an honor, and I'm just thrilled.
Kevin, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with the play. Come back anytime.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Kevin Daniels will play Magic Johnson in the play Magic Bird. We continue on Sports Byline.